Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Work Network. And with us this morning, our friend Lynn Wisuli. Now, Lynn is an ordained minister who gave up a very good position at a large church in Southern California to sound the alarm. And he spends his time now researching and traveling and writing books and producing videos dealing with what is happening from a geopolitical point of view and from a spiritual point of view. Because you really cannot understand what is happening politically unless you understand the spiritual forces behind unfolding events. And with that as a thought, Lynn, well, why don't you bring us up to date on what's really going on in the world behind the scenes?
I certainly will. Thanks for having me on again, Dr. Stan. It's always a pleasure to be here. This morning, like I do every morning, I was combing the internet for stories and seeing what's going on. There's some very interesting developments, specifically in the Middle East. We know that now that there was apparently a Russian general who was killed in the civil war, which is raging in Syria. And this civil war has been going on for 18 months. And, you know, the American people, unfortunately, our mainstream media really doesn't keep us, American people, abreast of what is happening there. Another dynamic is France has just sent troops to the Jordanian-Syrian border, allegedly to help with refugees. But that's, to me, that's just doublespeak. The bottom line is Assad, talking about this last night on your show, Assad sort of went missing, went underground for almost 3 weeks and surfaced in the last day or two. And when he surfaced, he came on the scene with an Iranian senior official, Jalili. I think that's how you pronounce it, Jalili. And it's a definite link there. There's what's known as the Shia Crescent, which is Iran, sort of a loose confederacy of nations, but it's basically Iran, Syria, and Lebanon. Lebanon is Hezbollah, the radical terrorist group, is entrenched in Lebanon. And they have rebuilt their infrastructure since the 2006 war with Israel. Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah, has also claimed victory from over Israel in that 2006 conflict. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth.
And I think
Hezbollah
really
is a sworn enemy of
Iraq
Israel. They are chomping at the bit to come to the aid of Assad. And so far, Nasrallah has not allowed Hezbollah to do that. So what we have is Iran sending munitions, guns, weapons, everything, through Syria into Hezbollah. And now we see, of course, that the Iranians are backing Assad to the nines. The big dog in the hunt here is Russia, whether Russia, will really get involved. Now that a general has been, apparently killed by the rebels, whether that's true or not, I have no way to vet that. I'm only reporting what I read this morning. And when I say, you know, combing the internet, most of the stories that I post are from websites that are offshore, certainly not part of the media. It's not, I don't go to like ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News, none of that, because they don't, they just don't have this kind of information. Debka File, Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, Pravda, different papers and different sites like that, is where I, you know, comb, and look for, news articles. But what's interesting is, the Middle East is ready to blow, and it amazes me that it's so slow. It's just very, it's sort of inches forward every day. Like this morning, we're finding out about the Russian general who was killed by rebels. And then we find the French have sent soldiers now into Jordan. Which, so everything is sort of escalating there. Yesterday, I blogged about the very real possibility of a tactical nuke strike by the Israelis on Iran. What it more than likely would be an electromagnetic pulse weapon. Yes, it would be a nuke, but they would detonate the nuke, let's say 100 miles, 200 miles up over Tehran, which would short-circuit out all the electricity. And without communications, telecommunications, the war is over in a matter of minutes, literally. Without essentially firing a shot, no lives are lost, and there goes the Iranians' nascent nuclear program. But everything, they would be literally bombed back in the Stone Age. Now, whether that's even on the drawing board or not is speculation on my part. But it's certainly a viable option for the Israelis to knock them out in a non-conventional way, and it'd be very interesting to see what happens. So those are some of the stories that I've been following. And of course, now we have one of the worst droughts in the United States that we've had in decades, literally. And there's talk of the Mississippi River drying up. Already, the Mississippi River has fallen 13 feet in some places, and people go, "Well, who cares about that?" The Mississippi River is a major thoroughfare for goods, you know, cargo ships, barges, and what have you. I should say barges, not cargo ships, but barges flow up and down the Mississippi River, taking all sorts of goods in both directions. It's a major thoroughfare, and the fact that it's now down by 13 feet has already affected the shipping lanes. You can't, in other words, because the river is shallower, the barges can't load as much produce and goods on them to sail down the river. So, you know, it's funny. It's sort of very sobering, actually. Not funny. It's sobering how all this is beginning to stack up. There's now talk of food shortages and the commodity markets going up. And all it would take, in my opinion, is this war in the Middle East to erupt. And it's a game changer. The euro... The European Union is so fragile, the American dollar is so fragile, that if the Iranians were to close the Strait of Hormuz and the Gulf of Tears, two waterways in the Middle East where about 40 to 60% of the world's oil flows, this is going to have a global impact. So I think we're looking at World War III. The battle lines seem to be drawn. The U.S. and the West on one side, Russia, Iran, China on the other side. Of course, Syria and Hezbollah are part of that. And the battle lines seem to be drawn, and it's going to be very interesting to see what transpires. We also know that the supreme leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei, has suggested that there's going to be a war in a matter of weeks and told his people to begin to stockpile food and water, enough food and water for 3 months. So the Iranians are preparing for war. Meanwhile, Syria continues to slide into the civil war, and the killings continue. The fighting around Aleppo has intensified. Then you've got the whole Muslim Brotherhood attempting to thwart the terrorists. Basically, who knows who it really is? Bedouins? Who knows? Al Qaeda on the Gaza in the Gaza Strip.
All that thought, all the thought, we'll be back here in just a moment, Liz.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or biosuperfood@hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way.
The only way they know how. Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is dealing with the problem that we're facing today. The whole situation, as we've noted in the past, is changing. And certainly there are very real problems over there in the Near East and the Middle East, pointing to the fact that there's probably going to be a war there very, very soon. And yet here in the United States, everything is done to divert the American people away from what the real problem are. And they create all sorts of new problems for us over here, but they don't discuss the really important points. And that is the fact that the government is doing everything they can to play down the very real problems that face us of the potential coming war with the nations over there in the Middle East, this coming battle between the East and the West. And of course, I think there's going to be a very real war there in the Middle East between American forces and certainly the forces over there between Iran and certainly Syria and the forces there in Turkey, basically the whole of the Iranian issue is going to be aligned against America and the forces on this side. But we're not talking about that sort of thing. We're not talking about the real war that's coming up in that area. While we're over here focusing our attention on the coming football season and certainly what's going on over in Switzerland, as far as the situation is concerned, the international sports meetings that are being held at the present time, and so basically everything is being done to distract the American people from the very real geopolitical forces at work. You pick up the story there, please.
I certainly will. I mean, I'm on the Fox News website, and this is their lead story. Romney camp slams Obama. Hypocrisy is fur over ad mount. So now they're directing everything towards an ad. Zimmerman gets a stand your ground hearing. Of course, he's the guy that killed Trevin. 11-year-old says Dr. Dad waterboarded her. Medics in risky Antarctica flight to save American. I mean, that's their news on Fox News. So there's not one word about anything that really is news. Then you scroll down a little further. Could cheating hub help Rose? 50 hottest stars over 50, oldest celeb virgins, Factor Hate on display, Krupa whoops a bikini bust. I mean, it's absolute, it's juvenile. And meanwhile, the Middle East, and what people don't understand, Dr. Stamp, you combine, if we were to take the earthquakes, the famines, the floods, the volcanic activity, all these other weather events and weather anomalies, hottest July on record, I think in June, 4,200 temperature records smashed all across the United States, the ongoing drought, the financial instability, when we look at the volcanic activity happening globally, worldwide, volcanoes seem to be awakening. We look at the fish and animal die-offs, which continue, the polars, Greenland, the ice shelf melting. When we start looking at all these things and compare them and tie them back into prophetic scripture, specifically Matthew 24, where it talks about wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, earthquakes, diverse places, troublesome times, men fainting from fear from what is coming on the earth, I believe that the signs that Jesus tells us will precede his second coming are screaming at us, literally screaming at us right now. And when we combine all the things that we just talked about, and we focus and then add to that the instability of the Middle East, in my opinion, we are looking at the perfect storm forming on the horizon. When this thing hits, it could impact the global economy in ways that we just can't even imagine. Added to this, of course, is the fear of EMP, and we discussed this last night. WND WorldNet Daily ran a story over the weekend. Now, I've seen stories like this for the last 2 years discussing electromagnetic pulse weapons. And that basically is when you take a nuclear weapon and you put it on a missile head, launch that missile 200 miles above the surface of the Earth, and then detonate it. And that creates electromagnetic pulse, which shorts out all the electronics, everything. It shuts down the grid completely. So life as we know it comes to a grinding halt. Refrigerators, cars, computers, microwaves, all this, cell phones, nothing works. Nothing works. And it doesn't come back on 24 hours later. In fact, there's a new program out now called Revolution, which deals with an EMP that happened in the United States, and it's 13 years later, and these people, all these little tribes, they're running around with bows and arrows and all this crazy stuff. but it's a real fear. The fact that Newt Gingrich talked about this well before his candidacy for president, the fact that the House of Representatives voted unanimously to pass a bill that would have shored up our infrastructure, the grid system in the United States, in the event of an EMP, and that was torpedoed by one senator in the Senate who tabled the bill somehow, and that was it. The bill was just quashed, and the American people are literally defenseless against this type of weapon. The Iranians have been practicing launching missiles that go up 200 miles in the atmosphere and then detonate. That's what they've been practicing. So all it would take the Iranians to do, and look, I mean, they may already have this thing. Who knows? You take an oil barge, you convert that thing into a missile launcher, you buy a nuke from the Russians or whatever, or you create your own, you put that thing on the head of a missile and run it out to the Gulf of Mexico and, you know, launch that thing up, and God forbid it explodes over Oklahoma City 200 miles up in the atmosphere. That creates an electromagnetic pulse, which shorts out the grid completely. Life as we know it in America is gone. People have asked me often, and I write about this in my books, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural in particular, why isn't America in prophecy? Well, there's a real simple reason. Even though we're the most powerful country on the planet right now, we could be taken out extremely quickly. All it would take would be one of these electromagnetic pulse weapons to be detonated, and we're back in the Stone Age. And, you know, I've read reports where one of these weapons being deployed over the U.S., the fatality rate would be about 90% of Americans would not make it through the first year. Now, that's a very grim statistic, one that let's hope we don't have to prove or disprove. But let's face it, folks, you go down to the market and the trucks roll in every day. Trucks are rolling into the Vons or the Acme or wherever, whatever market is in your area. They usually roll in at 4 in the morning, 3 in the morning. They're unloaded, and the shelves are stocked. There's about a 24-hour, maybe perhaps 3-day supply of food in every market. And as we talked last night, our scenario, a man works in Chicago, and he commutes from an outlying suburb of Chicago 40 miles away. It takes him about an hour to get to work every day. And he parks his car, and he takes an elevator, and he goes up to the seventh floor. And all of a sudden, an EMP, he sees this flash, and all of a sudden, the computer he's been working on stops working, and there's panic, and the phones don't work, and people start panicking in the office building, and he goes to the elevator. That doesn't work, and he realizes that something has just happened, but he's not even sure what it is. Remember, all communications are down. No radio works. This is what we're up against. And so he makes his way down to the streets of Chicago where other workers and people are massing, and there's panic. People aren't sure what to do. There's all these cars that are just stopped on the street. The traffic lights don't work. There's nothing moving, literally nothing moving. And after a while, he goes to a restaurant maybe to get something to drink and realizes that the restaurant is closed because there's no electricity, heating, or refrigerator. They can't cook any food, and on it goes. And so his quest is to get to take that 40-mile journey in street shoes, in dress shoes, back to his house and see how his wife and kids are doing. That journey could take up to a week. And how does he prepare himself with food and water? So that 90% fatality rate certainly is, well, a very grim statistic, is certainly a plausible one. And we know from Katrina, and this is what alarms me, this is my greatest fear. I'd rather see a real nuke go off, excuse me, I need a drink of water here, than an EMP. Because what we saw with Katrina was the rise of lawlessness within 24 hours. There's a very thin veneer of civility in people. And that's the only reason why we have a police force is to keep people civil. You remove that sense of law, the rule of law, and a police force to police the rule of law, and anarchy ensues very quickly. And that's what we saw in Katrina. Rapes and murders and looting, all that, you know, followed very quickly on the heels of Katrina. So an event like this is a game-changing event, which is why I tell people continually, not 2 or 3 months worth of food, 6 months to a year. I used to say 4 to 6 months, better 6 months to a year if you can do it, because it has seeds to plant a garden, because that's, you know, we just, look, it's a grim thing we're talking about here, and I understand that. And people would rather watch entertainment or a football game or the Olympics or whatever than to hear about this. But the bottom line is, as a watchman, I'm telling you what I see, and this is a real plausible scenario. And the fact that our leaders have talked about it and discussed it, and the fact that there was a bill on the House of Representatives floor, which passed unanimously, tells us that this is actually a very grim reality. And when you're dealing with extreme Islamists like the Iranians are, who have this apocalyptic mentality, they believe in the Mahdi. The Mahdi is this 12th Imam that will come only in a time of chaos. And that's what they believe. That's their sort of end-time eschatological view. And they're all ready to do this. I mean, there's like a religious fervor there. There's an apocalyptic fervor amongst the Iranians. I have a quote from Mahmoud Ahmadinejad saying that he's willing to sacrifice a third of his people to bring about the advent of the Iman Mahdi. So this is what we're sort of up against there. And most Americans don't understand the mindset of the Iranians. So nothing would surprise me in the fact that WND, to come full circle, WorldNet Daily ran that story over the weekend speaks volumes.
And I think that most people really don't understand what we're talking about. We're talking about this electromagnetic pulse up in the stratosphere, and this could certainly be set off by the Iranians, and or it could be set off by anybody. Anybody who could get themselves a nuclear weapon and set it off a couple of hundred miles up in space could totally decimate large segments of the United States. And it would be very easy for our government to protect us from this, a few billion dollars in repairs to our electric circuitry, which is all interlocked, would prevent this. And this has been consistently blocked, even though it's a very real possibility taking place here. So why are we spending, you know, tens of billions of dollars on foreign aid, and we're running about a $1.3 trillion in deficit every year at the present time? But why aren't we doing the most simple things to protect America. We have our ships all over the world. We have our troops all over the world. We have close to 50,000 troops stationed in Germany and about 35,000 troops stationed in Japan and 25,000 or more troops stationed in South Korea. But we can't defend America for the investment of a few billion dollars. And you have to ask yourself why. We are vulnerable to just such an attack. And the fact that we're not making any efforts to protect the United States, and the fact that most people don't even understand this threat is there, I think is a very obvious demonstration of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, you go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm having trouble hearing some of what you're saying, Dr. Stan, so we'll have to kind of work on that.
I'll speak up. Go right ahead.
Okay. I just went back online on the Drudge Report and saw that the drought in the United States, I'll just read you the headline here, U.S. drought worsens, drives up food prices worldwide. I've been banging this drum forever. I've talked about this on this show and other shows incessantly. That, again, you know, we live in this, look, go back 150 years ago before the Industrial Revolution, before modern refrigeration, and people would stockpile food. They did it religiously. Both my grandparents did this. They had cupboards filled with canned goods, and this is how people lived 150 years ago. Okay, I get it. We're in, you know, the modern age, and we don't need to have root cellars and all this other stuff. But the bottom line is, there's only 2 to 3 days worth of food, if that, at your local market. And in the event of any type of disaster, that gets cleaned out within hours, literally within hours.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Lynn Marzullo.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly.
That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Our guest this morning is Lynn Marzulli, and we're talking certainly about the very real possibility of an electromagnetic pulse attack on America. This is not imaginary. It's very real. The threat has been there for a long period of time. They know the devastation it would bring, and of course, any effort to block or this from happening or to prepare for the terrible consequences has been effectively blocked in Washington, D.C., and we have to ask why. There would be no better way than to neutralize America and destroy our whole electronic infrastructure than for an EMP attack, and it could be launched by terrorists, by Iran, could be attacked by anyone. In fact, we wouldn't even necessarily know who had done it. A tanker going by could launch a missile up into 100 miles above the mid part of our country and simply knock out large areas of our electronic system. Our telephone number, of course, is 877-254-7524. Oh, we have a caller. Who's calling?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I listen quite frequently and call in. This subject was so compelling that I had to call in because I got hit by an EMP pulse of some sort just about 2 weeks ago that was very strange. This knocked out my modem. It knocked out my transmitter on my my internet service and my portal in, but it didn't burn anything. Some people say that it was probably part of a solar storm that came through here. This is kind of what the internet provider people say. All I can tell you is this, that I know that it did some incredible damage without burning anything. It did not burn the box. It did not burn the connections. There was no burn on the transmitter. We knew something of electrical pulse or had gone through the house. It didn't, you know, flash any VCRs, 12, you know, it didn't shut anything down. But it was targeted specifically on my internet signal, wherever it was, whether it was, you know, a natural event or whatever. But it honed right in on that modem signal and knocked out the port on my computer, did not mess with anything in the router, did not mess with anything in the box in the interchange outside. Nothing was burned, no connections at all, but it took out the transmitter, the modem, and the port. And
well, now, did it hit anybody else besides just you? Was other people in Colorado have the problem?
I've heard reports that they thought perhaps this was the tail end of the solar storm that they were having. I've heard various reports, and I think the people of the internet said they'd seen some of this as well. It sounded like I thought some kids threw a rock through the window when it hit. We knew something hit the house, but it didn't fry anything. It just took out specifically the signal on my computer. It's almost as if Dr.
Did other people have the same problem?
No one that we know of specifically. There were other cases like this, but the serviceman that came out said that they hadn't had anything exactly like this. He was actually kind of amazed, too, that it didn't burn anything.
All right. Do you have any thoughts at all on that, Lynn?
Well, I mean, that's just, you know, it's one isolated event. But let me ask you something. Was it your entire electric grid in your house, everything go off, or was it just the computers?
It didn't blink. We felt a jolt, of course. You know, there might have been a little bit of a spark, but my motherboard and my computer stayed on. Everything, nothing was burned except for the exact targeted signal of where that internet, I was actually doing an internet radio show at the time.
Uh-huh.
And it was, I mean, what I'm getting at is that if this could happen naturally, they could actually pretty much take a computer signal right off the air from the cloud. They could knock you right out. I mean, I believe they can weaponize this, and specifically, they could take this radio station off the air if they wanted to that fast with this stuff. I think they can target it that well. That's what happened with me.
All right. Well,
it certainly is interesting.
So
and, you know, it's one isolated case, but when you've got government officials you know, people like Newt Gingrich coming up and just blabbing about it. I mean, this is a grim reality, and we've done nothing to protect ourselves, and it wouldn't cost, you know, Dr. Stan, I know you've got figures because I've heard you rattle them off. You know, it could be done. We could protect the infrastructure, but we won't do that for whatever reason.
And I think that's really a very real problem. Hey, well, thank you so very much for calling, and keep us posted if anything else should happen.
I will. Thank you. Bye bye now.
877-254-7524. But before we go on, Lynn, I'd like you to go ahead and get information out about how people can get in touch with you, get in touch with your ministry, and your effort to awaken the American people to the very real danger and dangers that we face today. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's www.lamarzulli.net, www.lamarzulli.net, L-A-Marzulli, M-A-R-Z-U-L-L-I, lamarzulli.net, and that links to, basically, it's a landing page with all of our books and DVDs, but the blog is, you can get to the blog from the website, at lamarzulli.wordpress.com, and I blog 6 days a week about a variety of subjects. I consider myself to be a watchman, and I've been doing this full-time for 4.5 years, and this is all we do. We watch what's happening. I've got little web spiders, what I mean by that, little mini-watchmen that send me all sorts of articles on a daily basis. In fact, we just got a photograph, which seems to be genuine, from Texas, showing a classic UFO disc over a church, and it's very, very clear in broad daylight. So it's not a light in the sky. It's an actual metallic craft, and I just sent off an email, actually, at the break, Dr. Stan, to the person who shot the photograph, and if it's a cell phone camera, that's always good because you can't really fake a cell phone camera, not a picture on a cell phone camera. So we'll see what that is. But that's what we do, and of course, I comb different websites, different newspapers every day looking for stories, and as you say, the story behind the story, and try to get the word out.
Well, we're in real trouble, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very real possibility. Most people already have not even thought about this. And we're so involved in leading the good life, yet that good life has come to an end very, very soon. Our number is 877.
Well, I'm losing you, Dr. Stan. I can't hear anything you're saying now. You're way back.
I'm sorry. Can you hear it now?
Yeah, that's good now. Yes, thank you, sir.
All right, fine. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question, you have a comment for our special guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli. And, of course, we're talking about the very real threat of an electromagnetic attack on the United States that could simply wipe out large segments of this population. And the estimates have been that within certainly a year and a half, why we could lose between 60 and 90% of our population. People say that just couldn't happen. Well, people back in Washington, D.C. are concerned about this. They've tried to do something about it, and they've been consistently blocked. And the question is why? And if there's that much concern back in Washington, D.C., why isn't there that much concern across America? And that is because the people who control the media have blocked out the information quite effectively, and I don't think most of our listeners really understand the terrible, terrible danger and potential danger we face. We're going to be back in a moment. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. This is not imaginary. It's real. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. We'll be right back.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for the last segment of the program this morning. Our number 877-254-7524. Are you concerned about this? Have you considered the possibility? Have you been reading about it in your local newspaper? And chances are not. Lynn, you go right ahead with your interpretation of what is transpiring today and the very real threat that we face here in the United States. Lynn, are you there?
Oh, sorry, Dr. Stan. I had my mute button on. I was coughing. Look, something is happening in the Middle East. I mean, we all can see that. And as I pointed out earlier in the show, I went onto the Fox News site, the website, and there's not one word about Syria or the Middle East or a Russian general being shot or Iran sitting down with Assad. I mean, on and on it goes. You know, and I already read the story, so I won't belabor the point. But the bottom line is, If the Middle East blows, it's global. It's going to affect everything. And you combine that with, let's say, the drought, which is affecting the commodities. And here's the deal. You know, last year the commodities were affected, and the year before that the commodities were affected. Russia had 500 fires in 2010, over 500 fires, which affected the commodity prices. Remember, the Arab Spring was touched off because of the rise of commodities in Tunisia. A Tunisian farmer or a Tunisian husband could no longer feed his family on the $1.35 that he was making because food prices rose 30%. And that's what touched off the Arab Spring. And all I'm trying to say is we are moving, and you can just see it. It's the worst drought in decades in the United States. There's talk of the Mississippi, which is huge if that would happen, actually drying up in places, unprecedented times that we're living in. Now is the time to stockpile 4 to 6 months or 6 months to a year worth of food and water. I mean, we're crazy if we don't prepare for some sort of catastrophe. It's coming. You get a war in the Middle East, you get an EMP here or a dirty nuke that goes off or a false flag, whatever it may be. You know, American people need to begin to understand that the federal government is not going to bail us out, that we each person needs to begin to prepare for his own household. I mean, it's crazy if we don't do this. But I truly believe that all of this, to sum it up sort of, is what Yeshua, what Jesus talks about when he says these are the birth pangs, the wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places, troublesome times. Those are very specific topics, each one extremely specific. And Jesus says it's not some vague prophecy, it's very, very specific. And he tells us, when you see these things, look up, because these will be the signs of my return. So while I'm talking doom and gloom for an hour here, in the sense of Middle East war and all these weird weather patterns of volcanic eruptions and earthquakes that we're seeing, by the way, there was a 4.5 yesterday in LA, back to back, a 4.4 and a 4.5, I think. We didn't feel it in the Santa Monica Mountains, but I had friends that felt it. And so the bottom line is, when you see these things, look up, because his return is imminent. I'm a supernaturalist, as you know, Dr. Stan, and I believe that the prophetic words that are written in Scripture, in the Bible, specifically are telling us and warning us of the time that we're living in now. Not in the future. It's happening now. Israel has been regathered back into the homeland. Jerusalem is now a cup of trembling to all the nations of the world. I blogged about this last week where James Carney, the White House press secretary, was asked, what is the capital of Israel? Very simple question, and he would not answer the question. He would not say Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And, you know, he just sat there and tap danced and tried to avoid the question and finally just got up and walked out of the room. So we can see this duplicity in United States politics. This it just amazes me, really, where we are. But when we put all of it together, in my opinion, these are the birth pangs that Yeshua, that Jesus talks about, warns us will precede his second coming, I believe. And the birth pangs give birth to what? They give birth to the tribulation period, that seven-year period that's talked about, the time of Jacob's trouble, all through Scripture. So here's the deal, folks. If you know Jesus, you know, stockpile your 6 months' worth of food. If you don't know Jesus, the first thing we need to do, you need to do, is understand who he is and what happened at Calvary 2,000 years ago. And by the shedding of his blood on that cross, that covers all of our little nasties, all that stuff that human beings do when we ask forgiveness. We believe on him who was sent, Yeshua, was the Messiah. We confess our sins. We have eternal life. And that eternal life cannot be taken from us. It's not some phony vampire nonsense that you see in the movies. It's real eternal life. And that's what he promises. That's the deal. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. You can't be good enough to get it. You just ask for it, and he comes into your life. You're born from above. We're born from above. The Spirit of a living God moves into us, and we begin to change. It's an ongoing process. I've been born again for 32 years. It has literally changed my life. I'm a different man than what I was 32 years ago in every way, shape, or form. So that's what this whole thing is about. So if you don't know him, don't be afraid. Don't be scared, because in Jesus' own words, he tells us, when you see these things, what things, all the things we've been talking about for the last hour, look up, because I'm coming back. Your redemption is coming. I am coming back soon.
Well, I think we're entering some very, very difficult period here in the United States. Certainly, the economy, we're having to borrow between $1.2 and $1.3 trillion every year. As of the 1st of January, there's going to be some dramatic changes. They're going to occur, unless, of course, Congress intervenes. But, of course, they're going to be a marked increase in income taxes. There's going to be a marked decrease in government spending, and that could send our whole economy into a tailspin. Will Congress act intelligently to prevent this from happening? I don't think so. I don't see any indication that in either political party they're going to do the right thing. In fact, I believe both political parties are controlled by exactly the same people who are intent upon the destruction of our economy, and then, of course, have effectively blocked any protection from an electromagnetic pulse attack on America, which is totally illogical. I mean, it would be so simple to prevent any serious consequences from developing, but, of course, they're not doing what is logical, and if they don't do what's logical, there must be another explanation. Parting thought, Lynn, and then we'll let you go.
Thanks so much, Dr. Stan. Well, I'm excited about meeting you finally face-to-face at your conference coming up. I believe it's in October. Really looking forward to that and seeing you and the folks that attend in the Bay Area. That's going to be a fun weekend. I will also be, September 29th, we're holding a conference in Newark, Ohio, called the Nephilim Mounds Conference.
All right, so we'll look forward to hearing more about that. Thanks very much. Bye-bye. God bless.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Author and lecturer Avi Ben-Mordecai will be at the Hebrew House in Greeley, Colorado, August the 10th for a special Arab Shabbat service starting at 7 p.m. A meal will be included. Avi will also lecture on August the 11th from noon until 10 p.m. Dinner will be served from 5 until 7 p.m. We look forward to sharing this special blessing with you. All adults 18 and over are welcome. Please, no children. For more information, call 970-518-8489. That's 970-518-8489.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Lynn Marzulli this morning. And Sydney, we are facing some very, very difficult times in America. And certainly this is not just geopolitical, but there are powerful spiritual forces at work behind the scenes. And until you understand that this is truly a spiritual battle being fought on a geopolitical battlefield, none of this will really make sense. It would be so easy to protect ourselves from an electromagnetic pulse attack, a few billion dollars at the most, and we would have almost complete protection, and yet this is being effectively blocked in Washington, D.C. Even though the majority of the congressmen know there's a problem, nothing is being done to solve it. And you have to ask yourself, why? And what part does God play in this? We don't like to think about, you know, God certainly having control over all the things taking place on earth, but I do believe that he has that power, and I believe we're moving into very difficult times for America because America has turned its back on God. Well, certainly we hope you'll want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you need to. And then, of course, there are DVDs. There's a DVD called The Dark Secret, and there's another one called The Forbidden Secret. And there's syllabuses that go with that, which contain the speeches by the president, which everybody heard and nobody understood. You don't understand because they use key words and key phrases, and they know how to communicate among themselves and to keep the public, the common people, from understanding what lies ahead. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. And we hope you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, the DVD, The Dark Secret, the DVD, The Forbidden Secret, and get the syllabus that goes with those. My latest talk, Sydney, the case for a satanic conspiracy, because there really is one. And certainly there are going to be terrible complications coming up in the not-too-distant future. I will be talking there in Colorado, just outside of Denver, on the 21st of September, if you'd like more. I'm sorry, on the 15th of September, if you're interested in attending that. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll be having our annual conference, our Radio Liberty Conference, on the 21st of October here in Santa Cruz. And our guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli, will be one of the guests. Ambassador Henry Cooper will be another guest. And we're going to have a good lineup for you. We hope you'll want to come. We ordinarily have a contingent coming from Colorado to our annual Radio Liberty Conference, and God willing, we'll have it again this year on October 21st. So basically, of course, we hope you'll go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can certainly read our newsletters there, going back over 15 years. You can watch our DVDs, and certainly they go back over 6 weeks. We keep them posted there. Our newsletters, I should say, our recent certainly DVDs, our recent programs are posted for radio. Go back over 6 weeks. We have all sorts of DVDs which you can watch for nothing. They cover many of the subjects we have through the years. If you can't get the book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you can watch it on DVD because, of course, the book came from the DVD rather than the DVD coming from the book. Our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. If you can help Radio Liberty, join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Love to hear from you. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense,